As old as he is, he looks better every time I see him. I don't know what he's going to be like when he's 90 and 95, but he's sure getting along well now. And I hope that, as I've hoped before, that I'm as in good shape as he is at when I'm his age. Speaking of good shape, my back is not bothering me too much. I haven't been able to exercise like I want to, but I can play a little tennis, and my leg is still a little bit numb, although I think sometimes that it's getting a lot better. It feels like it at times. But last two nights that I've taken a shower, bending over in a certain way and turning, and I straighten up, and boy, a pain had shoot down my opposite leg. So I know there's still something back there that's bothering me, although I haven't taken any of the pills the doctor gave me in July in the last week, over the weekend, and the last couple of days. There's been no pain bothering me, so I haven't bothered to take the pills. And I think I'll just not take any unless the pain comes back too strong, and I should take them to make it easier on me to get around. I would sure hate to be in a position where I couldn't move around and play a little bit and get my physical exercise and go fishing and play tennis and golf. It'd be an awful life to live without being able to do that. However, some people are unfortunate enough not to be physically or to be physically handicapped so that they're not able to do it, and they seem to get along all right. And I assume that it's then just a matter of mental conditioning and making yourself get accustomed to the way you have to live. But it would be bad, I think, for me, because I've had everything my own way all my life, and it'd be real hard for me to conform. I don't know whether having your own way is a good thing or a bad thing, but I sure have had a good life in my life, and I would be more than real sinful if I wasn't thankful for all the happiness and the pleasures that I've had out of life. I think perhaps I've gone a little overboard sometimes, but in having my own way. But I don't know, maybe that's the way it was supposed to be. I've been, every morning I've been waking up quite early. This morning it was 4 o'clock that I got up and was reading some of my inspirational literature like Psycho-Cybernetics and the Daily Word and the Bible. And I've kind of started out my day here again with this little bit of meditation. I've been trying to get real interested in my Vietnamese again. I haven't, this morning I spent about a half an hour studying it. I should sit down every morning for an hour and study Vietnamese until I can speak it somewhat. I'm getting so discouraged trying to living out here and not being able to talk to these people that I think I should learn the language. Speaking of languages, one of the boys from the Vietnamese Christian Service come in today and asked me if I knew anyone that would teach Vietnamese, an English class to Vietnamese students. And so I decided I'd take on the class, and I think I'll have an hour class on Mondays and Wednesdays teaching beginning English to some Vietnamese students. This should be interesting in the least. I can do no more than help them pronounce their words, and perhaps I can learn some Vietnamese on the way. Anyway, I'll be working with some people, and maybe I'll be doing some sort of good for them. Who knows? This might be what I'm supposed to do, teaching English to Vietnamese. We have an English class run by one of the International Voluntary Services boys. We use him to train Vietnamese for interpreters and just to teach English classes. And he gives us some people who are trying to learn English, and we sometimes pay students to go to class and learn. We give the people that work with us time and a half for every hour they attend in class, and I believe that this, whether it does too much good or not, is as a result. Whether they learn English or not, it's good public relations with the Vietnamese kids, and gives them some opportunity to learn English. At least I'll get an opportunity to teach, and we'll see what I can do. And all of them, and Aggie. I wish that you and your sister were a little bit more pally, so that you'd have somebody to talk to, somebody that from your own environment, child environment and background. Somebody that's been as close to you as she has over the years. But maybe if you sit down and think about it real seriously, that you'll come to a conclusion. Maybe you've already come to it, that you're as happy as things are now as you were before. However, I remember before, when it was kind of fun with Agnes, but I think perhaps those folks get a little older quicker than you and I, since we've moved around a little more, and maybe we've just grown apart that much. So you take care of Aunt Barb and Uncle Joe the best you can. At least give them all our love and whatever kind of attention you can. And we'll try and be good to everybody, eh? I didn't tell you about our party we had Sunday, a farewell party for people leaving, but we had it, and they had a big barbecue out in the yard, and chicken and steak and salad and beer and booze, and people finally went home about 8:30, and I played music on my tape recorder, and I'm up on, as I say, on the second floor of my balcony, and I just put my speakers out on two sides, and I play music on the speaker, and it goes down the people below, and everybody seems to enjoy it and have a good time, but the only trouble I find is that nobody, no two people like the same type of music. These guys like some of this rock and roll, I guess. The colored people call it soul music, and they like to jig around to that stuff, doing whatever kind of dancing they do. It's a little bit strange. I can't even dance to the stuff, and I can't understand what they're saying, so I don't have any records of it. But everybody seems to have some kind of music, and they bring it, and we, and our party was quite successful. I hope I'm not too fond of having the party here so much, but this is where the boss wants it, so this is where we'll have it. But people cause a lot of trouble and dirty up everything, and a lot of things are missing, and I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old and cranky. I've noticed that every time I go to wind up one of these tapes, it gets, before I can say the final words of goodbye, honey, I sure love you, take care of yourself, and I'll write again. The tape runs out, and I'll be talking like I am now, and suddenly saying that the end of the tape's coming, and I'll be saying how much I love you, and the darn tape will run out, and it doesn't seem to wind up finished. Well, I could retape it over and make it come out finished, but I think what I'll do is, from experience, when the tape is about this far, I'll start saying goodbye. I'll make a final goodbye, darling, and then I'll talk until the tape runs out. So this will be the first experiment of this kind. Tell Cindy hello, and she can come there and see how she listens to my voice. I won't. Come on up here, Cindy, and listen to old Carly. He's going to tell you goodbye. Come on, Cindy. Come on. Here, Cindy. So, honey, it's about time again in Quan Nai to say goodbye to the girl I love the best of all. I sincerely send the best to you, honey. I love you so much. And I dream of you at night. I think of you in the morning when I wake up, and I think of you during the day as I'm working. I think of you there working at your job, and how you strive to just keep everybody happy, and how you strive to live by the word, and how sometimes you maybe don't strive. If you're like me, things get to passing you by, and you just decide that every once in a while you have to refuel, and you go and start reading the book and thinking about it again. Well, this is the way life is, I suspect. It continuously run down in the Christian concept of since we're born sinners, we always have to fight to to rid ourselves of sin and keep our minds occupied with the good things and keep trying to throw the bad things out of our mind. And I think when we learn to rid ourselves of these bad mental habits and bad mental thoughts, then our character begins to develop and we become more on the ideal of what we would like to be, which follows some of the inspirational reading that we have done together about positive thinking and setting a status symbol for yourself and setting goals for what you'd like to be and keeping thinking about it. So don't be discouraged if you have a bad day now and then. Remember, it's the long goal that you're after, and that there will be periods of disappointment and sometimes failure, it looks like, but it's only the short failures, and it doesn't mean the whole thing's failed. So just remember the positive thinking and stay happy, knowing that if you put your trust in God, nothing can happen to you. And if God can be for you, who else can be against you? So, goodbye, honey. I love you with all my heart, and I'll write to you again. We'll see when I get my next letter from you. I'll have some more to talk to you about. You take good care of yourself, and here's a big hug and a big kiss, and goodbye. I certainly do love you. Have you heard any more from my sister Lorraine in her new home? How does, if you have, write me some news about her. I think I asked you for her address. Somehow or other, I lost it along with my PX card. Don't forget to send that PX card if you write that down while you think of it and see if you can't find it. I kind of need it. Now, I've never needed it before, but I need it now. Well, if you hear, if you get Lorraine's address, send it to me and I'll maybe drop her a note. Of course, she ought to drop me a note, I think. And if you hear from my sister Phyllis, let me know. I don't know why I should be thinking about them so strong right now, but I am. These sisters of mine, we don't have much to communicate about, but suddenly I would like to hear from them. Tell Charlie and John Wagner and all of them that I send my regards, and I hope that they have a nice fall and that everything goes well.